This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chalmakili. There's appetizers, eggnog, casseroles, pies, and cakes. Nothing says decadence like a holiday meal. The South is known for its rich and delectable foods. And sharing sweet and savory family recipes is what makes Southern holidays what they are. But for those looking to cut a few calories before setting that New Year's resolution to eat healthy, we've got you covered. Ann Pittman is executive editor of Cooking Light magazine in Birmingham. I spoke with Pittman for our food series Sound Bites on some healthier holiday options. She starts with a recipe for pecan date pie.
We've replaced some of the normal corn syrup. Usually you use a dark corn syrup in the pecan pie filling. We still use some because you want that traditional flavor and texture, but we've replaced some of it with chopped dates. And so chopped dates are really sweet. They're going to give you that sensation of sweetness, but they're all natural. It's a whole fruit. It doesn't count as added sugar because when you have dates, they come along with some great attributes like fiber, vitamins, minerals like potassium. So we're replacing some of the refined sugar in terms of the corn syrup with something more natural.
And will the dates change the flavor or the consistency of the pie?
They will change the consistency. So if you think about a traditional pecan pie, the pecans float to the top, and then there's a pretty significant layer of what I call goo. So the goo is just going to be a little thicker. So the dates will have a little bit of chew, but if you buy some really nice soft dates like Medjool, they'll have a teeny bit of chew, but they're really soft and creamy. The filling itself will just have a little bit more bite to it.
So how many calories are we talking about saving here by using dates instead of the extra corn syrup?
So altogether, by using the dates and also using just a little bit smaller amount of nuts, we're saving about half the calories off of a traditional pecan pie.
Okay. So there are some general tips mm-hmm. that you recommend people can adhere to if they want to make their meals a little bit more healthy around the holidays. Let's talk about some of those tips. How about like appetizers?
So for appetizers, look, I am a dip person. I'm a dip fiend. I've had dip parties where everybody brings a different dip. I love dip. And you don't want to deprive yourself during the holidays. That's why when you talk about healthier holiday eating, a lot of times people kind of tune you out because they think, oh, well, that's no
Please
fun.
Don't tune us out
don't
right now.
Don't tune us out. Yeah. But have your dip. Just serve some vegetables with it as your dippers. So I'm not going to say don't serve chips or pita chips or tortilla chips with your guacamole or your spinach artichoke dip, but have lots of fresh veggies there too. The starchier dippers, the chips and bread, those are going to pack on calories really quick.
Salads are also a big part of holiday meals, and they're not as what I like to call them, just colorful garnish. Mm-hmm. Talk about a salad and how that can actually help cut some calories during a meal.
Having a beautiful salad on the table is such a great strategy. People will love having something fresh and crunchy and light on the table. I like to make salads very pretty, incorporate some unique things that will entice people to actually put the salad on their plate, like shave carrots into ribbons or use some of those watermelon radishes that are very pretty. If you yourself are looking to eat a little bit less of the heavy stuff, start by filling half your plate with the salad. And then that's going to force you in a good way, to take smaller portions of some of those richer, heavier foods.
Portion control. Portion control mm-hmm. is another thing where, you know, we tend to indulge over the holidays and just kind of gorge ourselves. And it's really, you know, the couple times a year is when we do it and we think, hey, it's okay.
That's true. And it's so hard. When food tastes so good, it is so hard to exercise portion control. That's probably the hardest thing about healthy eating is that portion control. And when you're having these foods that you probably only have maybe once or twice a year, you want to kind of indulge and maybe overindulge. But it's so important to watch yourself. You know which foods are heavier. It's the desserts, it's the creamy casseroles. So don't deprive yourself. Don't tell yourself you can't have them. That's not realistic and it's not fun and it's not joyful. Just take smaller portions. Fill half your plate with the salad. At the dessert buffet, take maybe really small portions of two or three things instead of one big slice of cake. You're going to be more satisfied because you're trying different things, but you're just keeping the portions a little smaller.